Hey everybody, Brandon Utley from Go for Launch, and today I'd like to chat about email for a few minutes. Stick with me. I read a very interesting article last week by Mike Isaac of the San Francisco Bureau of the New York Times entitled, "The New Social Network That Isn't New at All." Now in the article, Isaac wrote, quote, "My favorite new social network doesn't incessantly spam me with notifications. When I post, I'm not bombarded with at mentions from bots and trolls. And after I use it, I don't worry about ads following me around the web. That's because my new social network is an email newsletter. Every week or so, I blast it out to a few thousand people who have signed up to read my musings. Some of them email back, occasionally leading to a thoughtful conversation. It's still early in the experiment, but I think I love it. The newsletter is not a new phenomenon, but there is a growing interest among those who are disenchanted with social media in what the writer Craig Mod has called, quote, the world's oldest networked publishing platform. For us, the inbox is becoming a more attractive medium than the news feed." All right, so Isaac goes on at length in the article that I'll link over at anchor.fm and everywhere podcasts are sold to you for free. He goes on at length to talk about how so many of us are moving away from social networks in favor of more private modes of sharing, like Slack groups instead of tweets, for example, or using an app like Signal to send encrypted messages instead of status updates. Also, I read another article last week about how kids in classrooms are chatting to each other inside of Google Docs using the comments feature, which I guess is now the 21st century equivalent of passing paper notes around and trying not to get caught by your teacher. But in any event, great article by Isaacs. I encourage you to go read it and just think about this, the virtues of the inbox. And you know, you can say what you will about spam and everything like that, but the lowly email inbox is still vitally important, especially for marketing and sales purposes, and really just for that one-on-one communications aspect. So if you've been neglecting the email channel in your business, now may be a great time to revisit your strategy. So if you want to get in my inbox, just email me, Brandon@goforlaunch.io. Thanks so much for listening.